beautiful people. This is your girl Ernisha, and welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is October 28th, 2021, on this beautiful Thursday evening at 4:54 p.m. What is going on, people? I am back, bitches, with a little wine and water. Y'all know I drink water and wine. Look, I'm a little tipsy already. Okay, we're gonna get to it right. Do it. How y'all been? I've been good. You know, just surviving in this crazy world. Hold on, y'all. So, this particular topic. Hold on, y'all. I gotta drink some water too. This topic been going around and going around, and it seemed like it's only supposed to be one-sided. You dig? And I feel like it should not be one motherfucking sided. I'm sorry to spoil the bunch, but the topic today that we're going to be talking about is being submissive to your partner. It don't give a damn if it's a male or a female, because I feel like this particular dude, I ain't gonna say his name, but we all know who I'm talking about. This dude on his platform on YouTube that all the men been looking at and getting advice from, or clarity, or all that other shit. I'm here to tell you that it ain't just being submissive to y'all niggas, okay? I'm sorry. Let me back up. Y'all not niggas. All y'all not niggas. Okay, let me take that back. Being submissive, see, the alcohol kick in. Being submissive to y'all men. You know what I'm saying? It's not just being submissive to y'all. Y'all need to be submissive to us. But this man on YouTube, let me take a sip of wine. Is telling y'all that, oh, your woman gotta be submissive to you. And then he said, y'all women need to be submissive to us. And, no, baby, let me tell you something. Let me get y'all together, okay? Because what you pour into a woman, you know what I'm saying? She gonna pour into you. You is the man, right? You the one wear the pants, right? See? I shouldn't drink this wine because I'm about to get turned the fuck up. I feel like a man should be submissive to a woman, and a woman should be submissive to a man. But a person has to earn motherfucking being submissive too, okay? You ain't gonna just be submissive to no nigga just because he look good and he has a big dick. Let's just be clear. Or the nigga ain't gonna be submissive to... I'm trying to stop saying nigga, but I'm turned, y'all. Just excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to say nigga, but it's the liquor, okay? And the nigga, like I said, shouldn't just be submissive to a girl because she look good, she got a body, she got good pussy. I'm just gonna say it like what it is. Now, this is a rated R podcast, and if your kids listen to this with you, that's your fault, okay? All right, this is for the grown folks, okay? Even some grown folks can't take my mouth, but it's okay, it's all right. But this is my podcast, so I'm gonna say what the fuck I want to say. But anyway, just because a dude got good dick and a female got good pussy, that don't mean, oh, I'm gonna be submissive. No, let's take the physical part out, you know, the physical part, the oral part. Let's talk about the mindset of the individual, because that nigga on YouTube got y'all niggas fucked up in the head talking about being submissive to... No, nigga, you need to be submissive to me, too. You know what I'm saying? It go both ways. That's what I'm saying. Like, this man... I had to drink some water. Because this man on YouTube got y'all all the way fucked up, okay? I'm not saying his name, but everybody know who I'm talking about, okay? Now, if you follow me on Instagram, and then you listen to my podcast, and then you be like, who is she talking about? Hit my DMs and I'll let you know who I'm talking about, because I ain't giving him no promo on my podcast. You dig? Because he ain't paying nothing over here. Okay, I know that's right. So if you want to know who I'm talking about, or ask a friend, like, you know, I listen to Ernisha podcast and she's talking about this dude giving advice to men and all this stuff, they gonna know who I'm talking about from YouTube. But if you don't know, or you don't have friends that have time to look at YouTube, DM me and I'll let you know who I'm talking about. But most people know who I'm talking about, men and women, black, white, green, blue. Everybody know who I'm talking about because not he's a black man. Give you that clue. That's it. But he's a black man, but he be dogging us women of color. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't understand that, you know, because you came from a black pussy. But that's another topic. You know what I'm saying? I'm just turned on. Let me drink the water. Turn it, y'all. I ain't eating no food. I'm drinking wine. I might not have to drink all the wine. But he got these dudes coming to us. And it's not just, I'm just saying, like, he's supporting, you know, he be getting on the men too, but he be on us women of color, like, y'all this, y'all that, y'all this, y'all that. Blood, you don't know a person's situation, their upbringing, their background. You don't know. Everybody is different. Everybody's not the same. Everybody don't like the same person you like or the personality traits that you like. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I feel like being submissive on both ways, it should not just be physical. You know what I'm saying? It should not be oral. It should be the person's mindset and what they pour into you and what you can pour into them. You know what I'm saying? Like a 50-50. It shouldn't just be all on a woman to be submissive to no man. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Y'all can do whatever, flip around, say you wrong. I'm talking about from a woman's perspective, because if you want me to be submissive to you, brother, you gotta be very, you gotta be something. You gotta earn it. You gotta do something. You gotta be something. You gotta have a good mindset. You gotta have a good conversation. You gotta be loyal to me. You gotta be trustworthy. You gotta, you know, like, nigga, I'm not just about to be submissive to you because we fucking. Okay, let's just get that out the way, baby. No, I'm not about to be submissive to somebody. I'm just fucking now. Now, if we're in a relationship and you pouring into me and I'm pouring into you, okay, yes, I'll be submissive. Yes, I know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? I know how to clean. You know what I'm saying? And I know how to do other things, but every dude is not going to get submissive from Arnisha. Especially if we just fucking, okay? I did that submissive shit for 6 years and see where I end up single, okay? Because the nigga was cheating. I'm sorry, the nigga was cheating. I was being submissive. The nigga still cheated. So what now? So what the fuck now? Because a bitch can be submissive to a nigga and a nigga can be submissive to a bitch. But if they gonna cheat, they gonna cheat. So what the fuck is the conversation about being submissive? I'm tired of hearing dudes talk about you need to be submissive. Now all dudes don't say that now. All dudes don't say that. Sorry, y'all. But all dudes don't say that. You know what I'm saying? All dudes don't say that. Being submissive. You gonna be submissive to me. But if that's the first shit that come out your mouth, I'm walking away. I'm walking away because that's not the first thing you ask a female. Are you gonna be submissive to me? Because if you ain't gonna be submissive to me, I don't want you. You know what I'm saying? And I know this other race gonna be submissive to me. Well, go get the bitch. Go get her. Ain't nothing juicier than a black woman, because I'm a black woman. So I can only talk from a black woman perspective. Okay, I got a little, you feel me? A little other little race in me, but I'm black at the end of the day. So I can't talk for no other race, but black of the berry, sweet of the juice. Okay, I know that's right, because I'm juicy fruit. I am a rapper. Because I'm just tired of this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Can you be submissive to me? Nigga, can you pay a bill? Can you pay the rent? I'm not saying pay the whole thing. Can you go 50-50? Can we go 50-50 on some fuck, I'm submissive. Nigga, can you pay some bills? Nigga, just like I'm paying bills, can you come in with some bills? Look, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong spoiling your man. And ain't nothing wrong spoiling your woman. But being submissive is not just for men. It's for us women too. God dang it. What the hell going on? That dude on YouTube got y'all mind fucked the hell up. I tell you that. That's why y'all gonna be single. He talking about, you know, I'm just a woman of color. Woman of color, you know, y'all gonna be single for the rest of your life. And y'all gonna die with cats and motherfucking dogs and elephants and giraffes and all the end of the animal kingdom. Okay, nigga, worry about yourself, my nigga. Ooh, I do not like it. I wish I could say his name, but y'all know. If y'all know, y'all know. Yeah, if y'all don't know, like I said, DM me, I'll let you know. I'm like, look, go look his ass up. Especially us women of color, because let me tell you something. Like, I just had a conversation with somebody at my job. Just because, so I am. I'm in like a situationship that's gonna turn to relationship. Are we? We don't know where we at. Okay, let me just be honest. But that's the only nigga I'm having relations with, talking to, trying to see what our future can go to. Okay, and you know, we had a little hiccup, and it was my fault, but ain't none of y'all business. But just know we had a little hiccup. Okay. And I was talking to my coworker at work, and I was saying, you know, men always say, tell us, you know, if you ain't gonna do this, you do this. I'm not racist, okay? I know people like, you say you're not racist, but you just say you racist. Okay, I'm not racist. I'm just gonna say it. This dude told me, if you ain't gonna do it, I'm gonna go get a Mexican girl to do it. I'm gonna go get a white girl to do it. He said all the races, okay? And I told him, I said, it don't matter. It don't motherfucking matter of the color of that woman's skin, okay? She could be motherfucking blue, green, the whole fucking rainbow, my nigga. If a bitch ain't gonna do something, she not gonna do it. It don't matter what color she is. You know what I'm saying? And I had to think about what I gave advice to that nigga, because he had me fucked all the way up. I was like, okay, I could date. I love me some black men, okay? I love me some black men. And I said, I know it's gonna work out between me and this individual, but I said, you know, if me and this individual don't work out, I'm going to date me a brown dude, meaning he's Latino, okay? Now, I told him my preference, if he's not black, he has to be brown. That's my preference. Because the reason I say that's my preference, because that's my preference. I can't relate to, I don't know what I can relate to, you know what I'm saying? But that's what my preference is. My preference is black or brown. You know what I'm saying? I want my baby to look like me. Okay? I'm sorry. I mean, I ain't got nothing against interracial relationships. Blessings to you. That's what you pick. But me, I want my baby to look like me and understand where our culture go from, and they have to learn the world on their own, but I want my baby to look like me. So my partner, that's a dude, he was like, that is so racist, Anisha. I said, no, it's not. I said, it's not racist because it's my preference. It's just like, some dudes do not date skinny women. They prefer thick ass women with big ass boobs and big asses, okay? That's their preference. Just like it's my preference that I like black men and brown men. That's my preference. So it ain't nothing about being racist. It's about what I like and what I attract to, okay? What my vagina get wet to, okay? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm I think it's a little bit of the wine, but y'all already know I don't need no liquid courage to talk shit. I just wanted to drink some wine, okay? I know that's right. Because I'm going to tell you like it is. I have an auntie, okay? I ain't going to say her name, but she is. You know, I have people in my life that is biracial or in biracial marriages or relationships. I don't have nothing against biracial relationships and marriage. That's what they like. That's what they like. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, y'all. This is a whole different topic. But I'm just saying, like, dudes always talking about they prefer another race because they're going to do what they want. That's what I was rolling into. You know, I was just saying how I prefer black and brown. You know what I'm saying? Some people might date whoever. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you like, honey. That's what you like. But don't come to me talking about if you ain't gonna be submissive, this Mexican bitch gonna do it, or this white bitch gonna do it, or this Arabian bitch gonna do it, or this, you know what I'm saying, or this Indian woman gonna do it. Go get the bitch, because I promise you, they might not be submissive to your ass either, because you don't deserve it, nigga. Like, that shit drives me crazy. But if you wanna go test the waters, please, blessings to you, okay? Because I was gonna say it's more fishes in the sea, but y'all, that's another topic too. I got some topics. Dating in 2021 sucks, but I looked up and I'm talking to a good man. I'm not even gonna put the razor. Y'all know I'm talking. He is a nice black man. He's chocolate. He has dreads. Ugh, he's very nice. Okay, something that typically, you know, I don't get in my life. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he's from the hood. I attract the same dudes, but this dude is different. His personality is very different, and I had to get him why I can. Okay, he had to get me. Okay, because he was motherfucking fishing, and he decided to get this big fish, and I'm here. Okay, I know that's right. So, and we've been talking for a minute, but he never said, oh, you gonna be submissive to me. It's other conversations that's none of y'all business that we be talking about real life situations that's gonna be happening or not gonna be happening or maybe gonna be happening, like some change, some life shit, okay, around these motherfucking parks. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know a bitch is in her mid-30s, okay, and he 27. I know that's right. I'm a baby cooker. So, he know I would be submissive to him. You know what I'm saying? He don't have to ask that, okay? He know what I bring to the table, and I know what he brings to the table. But guess what? Guess what? We got our own motherfucking tables at the end of the day. But when we come together, that motherfucking table gonna expand. You hear me? I'm just saying. You know, we ain't gotta worry about nothing. I mean, we got some stuff to worry about, but like I said, that's our business and none of y'all business. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need y'all in my business. That's why I ain't post him. Y'all just know he from Compton. That's it. I know y'all might go on my friend list. Like, you can go investigate, baby. Okay? He's a good man. And he's a good man, and I'm a good woman. But I'm just saying, I got my own motherfucking tape. He got his own motherfucking tape. But I'm telling you, when we get together, I mean together, okay, he knows that I will be submissive to him. He don't have to ask that, because it's gonna show. I feel like a nigga talking about, that's the first thing that come out their mouth, or the third thing that come out their motherfucking mouth, talking about you gonna be submissive. Nigga, you need to earn that shit, just like I need to earn. You know what I'm saying? When you're getting to know each other, see what's, you know, test the waters, you know? Like I said, it's not bad about physical, because you can fuck so many niggas, and a dude can fuck so many bitches, and what are we doing? Especially nowadays, you can't just be out there being submissive and doing stuff with people that don't deserve it, that you don't see a future with. I'm just saying. I mean, the younger Nisha, I wouldn't give it. I was young when I was in that relationship. I was young being submissive, and the nigga still did what he wanted to do. Okay, so cut out that, what, you know, women need to be submissive to men and all that bullshit. No, nigga, we need to be submissive to each other. It ain't just about the men, okay? It's about us women too, okay? We need to be submissive too, okay? You need to wine and dine us like you want to be wine and dine. You want me to rub your feet? You need to rub my motherfucking feet. You want me to draw your bath? You need to draw my motherfucking bath. You cooking? I'm cooking. We cleaning? You cleaning. Now, some stuff now. When I have my daughter, you know, I mean, I'm going to do her hair. You know, I'm going to do her hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do her hair. It's some stuff that a man, he might can do the hair too, you know, but mama touch is the best, okay? But it's, you know, it's 50-50 in this shit. It ain't, oh, I'm just gonna be submissive to him. He not do nothing, not over here. And see, the dude I'm talking to, he already know. Like I said, he don't have to ask me to be submissive. He know I can be submissive because of the conversations we had. That's what I'm saying. You gotta have conversations before you want to be damn submissive to each other or ask a damn female, dude, you gonna be submissive to me? Nigga, can you get to know me? Let's test the waters, nigga. Let's see where this gonna go. And maybe I'll be submissive to you. But if we just talking and fucking and just kicking it, nigga, no. No, 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 motherfucking no. Okay, I'm sorry. And if you gotta be submissive, let me see. Let me back it up. Being submissive, I feel like I need to look at what this motherfucking shit is. Cause, sorry, y'all, I gotta text from my boo. Let's look up this motherfucking word right motherfucking now. Submissive. 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 Let's look it up.
Here's the definition of submissive. Ready to conform to the authority or will of others. Meekly obedient or passive.
Did y'all hear that? Okay. Example. A submissive almost sheep-like people. Oh, we don't want to be a sheep now. Now, now, now. Okay, so it says, what does submissive to someone means? Let's see the definition, because I gave my damn definition. Now, we about to get Google definition, okay? So, it says, to be submissive is to obey. Obey, nigga? I'm not no motherfucking dog, nigga. Roof, roof. No, it ain't no roof, roof over here, okay? Not obey. That means you want to control. See, that's why I gave my definition of it, and most likely he'll give his definition of it, but like I said, we talked and stuff, and his mind is not controlling, and he don't want me controlling him. So, but anywho, this is the definition that niggas want y'all females to be. So listen up, okay? To be submissive is to obey or yield to someone else. When you are submissive, you submit to someone else's will, which literally you put your own desires. Y'all hear that? You put your own desires lower than theirs. Nigga, what? Nigga, what? See, that's why my definition was better. See, you gotta have your own damn definition of this shit. Because if you go by this damn definition, yo ass, I feel sorry for you. Male or female. But, you know, these males out here talking about being submissive. I feel sorry for y'all women that don't have no backbone. Because I have a backbone, okay? I'm not about to do hell, nothing. Yes, you might be my husband. You know what I'm saying? I'm your wife. But, nigga, you're not controlling me and I'm not going to control you. Okay, but anywho, this... let me read that line again. You submit to someone else's will, which literally, you put your own desires lower than theirs. You can see this in the Latin root of submitted, which is formed by sub under. So, y'all hear that? So, basically, you putting that nigga first? Oh, hell nah. I have a bag motherfucking bone, and I got a mouth that will whoop your ass with not me touching you. If a dude be like, that's what I'm saying, like the dude I talked to, like we have an understanding, he know I will be submissive to him, but in the way that we understand the submissive between us. We're not going by the definition that I just read to y'all, okay? We go by our own definition, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I don't want you to put me first over you, and I know you don't want me to put you first over me. Hell motherfucking no. Because before we got in this relationship, marriage, whatever, we had our own motherfucking tables. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I'm telling y'all, I knew this damn motherfucking, Google this. I can't talk. I gotta drink some water, y'all. I'm sorry. No, I do not have corona, okay? I'm just sniffling, okay? But, if y'all go by that definition, I pray for y'all. For real. Because the Google definition is horrible. Horrible. You want that woman to put you first and let her desires and her dreams just lay on the motherfucking floor while you do your dreams? You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. up. Like, hell no. Hell no. See. God knows what he be doing with me, okay? Because it was a dude that said that, right? And I gave my definition, like I just gave my own definition to y'all on this podcast, right? And he's going by the Google, definition. And I was going by how, what I stand by and what, you know, I stand up for. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, okay, yes, we listen to the government. Yes, we do. We do. But you can make your own rules up in your marriage, in your relationship, in your household, how you want yourself and your kids to move in this world when they go out that door, right? And the control behind the Google definition, I feel like that's for weak-ass women. I'm sorry. And weak-ass men. But these men, I don't hear that many women talking about, you need to be submissive. I hear all these men saying that shit, and a weak woman will be the Google definition. Being submissive, the Google definition. A bitch like me from motherfucking East Oakland, California, with my own backbone, and I got strong men and women in my life, my daddy and my mama, thank the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That will not go by the definition of the motherfucking Google search one. Because I have a backbone. I stand on what I stand on. Like I said, I don't mind catering to my man. That's my definition. I don't mind catering to my man. But if a man shouldn't be, you know, be loving and caring and caring to his woman. But if a person gonna do what they gonna do, they gonna do it anyways. I just told y'all. I'm sorry. I'm repeating myself. I was with a man for 6 years. Okay, didn't have no children with him. Made sure his children was good. Made sure he was good when he came home. Even though I was going to school, work, whatever the hell, I was being submissive to this man for 6 motherfucking years. And I was doing a submissive motherfucking Google, okay? I was being submissive to this man, and that man still hurt me. He tried to break me, but I left in time. But I'm just saying, you can do all this shit and lose yourself. Even though I had a job, I was going to school, I was helping him out, doing this, I was doing that. But I always put him first. Ooh, I was about to say his name, child. But do not... No, you know what? Y'all grown ass women. I pray that you have a motherfucking backbone, because that Google, the submissive Google motherfucking definition, is for weak ass bitches. Yes, weak ass bitches. The Google motherfucking definition is not for a real ass backbone, stand up on her ground, gonna say what she gonna say, motherfucking bitch like me. Okay, I can act girly and, you know, be the woman, but nigga, don't come with me. I do not need to obey. Now, nigga, you could tell me or ask me or some motherfucking shit, but I don't need to obey, nigga. I ain't no motherfucking pet, nigga. If you want somebody to obey, go get a motherfucking dog, okay? Because I'm a motherfucking female, a black female at that, a strong black female. And you know what I'm saying? Let me drink some wine. I guess I ain't had no wine in a long time, so it's messing with my sinuses. But yeah, like the dude I talked to, he asked me, you know, he's asked me some things, and you know, we communicate. I asked him for some things, you know. It ain't like, if you know, you need to obey me. If not, no, because you know what? Even if you a good man, you don't want me to control you, and you ain't gonna control me. I will kindly walk away. And if I have to be single, that's what I'm gonna motherfucking do. Because if you don't want me controlling you, you damn sure ain't about to control me. And talk about, I need to obey. Like I said, go get a motherfucking dog, motherfucking bird or something. Motherfucking snake, cat, something. Because nigga, I ain't no motherfucking pet. I'm a fucking human being. veins and blood run through this stream, okay? And I ain't the one, baby. I ain't the one, but you know what? Some women, because they don't want to be alone and all that shit. You know, and like I said, it is hard out here dating. That's why I scooped up what I scooped up, okay? He ain't going nowhere. He think he goes away. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going nowhere. I don't know. He might listen to this podcast episode. And I don't give a damn because he knows he's not going nowhere. Just like I ain't going nowhere. So, we here. We are here. We are here. Talking about some shit, some real ass life shit. Ain't no little kid shit over here. We talking about some grown up motherfucking shit. Okay, so, with that said, he just want better for me. Like, I want better for him. Okay, that's what it's supposed to do. It ain't supposed to be controlling. Obey, you gotta obey me. Nigga, what? Nigga, first off, you is not my daddy. Okay, I have a daddy. And I'm not your mama. So, it ain't no... Yeah. Child. I pray that... Well... Excuse me. I keep burping and stuff. My sinuses is acting up because of the wine. I think because I didn't eat nothing, I'm drinking this wine, so my sinuses is acting up. I don't know what's going on. But I pray for us women and men, but I can't talk for a man. I'm talking from a woman's perspective, okay? Y'all do not be weak because, like I said, the Google motherfucking search of submissive, that's for a weak-ass bitch. I'm sorry. It's a weak-ass bitch because that's why it's good to know a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? To see where they motherfucking head at. If they say... Oh, you gotta be submissive to me. Your ass, if you got a motherfucking backbone, what you mean I need to be submissive to? What's your definition of submissive? And if he say that motherfucking definition from the motherfucking Googler, or even if he don't say it all the way straight like from motherfucking Googler, if he say submissive to me is you uplifting me or you need to obey me, bitch, run. Bitch, run. Run, nigga, run. Wherever you got, run to the bus stop, run to your car, call your Uber or Lyft. Nigga, go next door and start talking to a new nigga, okay? Because that ain't the nigga for you, boo. That ain't the nigga for you, especially if you an independent woman. You got your own motherfucking money, and this nigga telling you the definition to him is to obey him and uplift him. And put your shit down, bitch. Go next door to another restaurant, bitch. Go to the bar. And I bet you gonna be talking to somebody else within that motherfucking week, okay? Even though the dating scene is very hard out here. Baby, you don't deserve that, baby. You need to have a man that love on you. And want the best for you. Just like you want it for him. You know what I'm saying? You don't want... to put his motherfucking dreams first, to put your shit on hold forever, and then when a nigga get tired of your ass, you don't have no motherfucking backbone. You don't have nothing to fall back on, bitch. You better call me, bitch. I need to teach a class on the real bitches. Backbone. Don't do that, sis. Do not do that, because let me tell you something. Yes, you might end up getting married 70 years old, and that's motherfucking okay. Don't tell nobody. Let me drink some more wine. Hold on. Do not give up on love. I think I'm about to cry, y'all. I'm a Cancer. I get emotional. I'm emotional. Do not give up on love. Let me tell you. Do not give up on love, because like I told y'all. Oh God, I'm getting emotional. Do not give on love. Okay, if you gotta pass up motherfucking 18 motherfucking frogs to that day that you meet your prince, that y'all both gonna be submissive to each other in a healthy relationship. Not saying y'all not gonna have disagreements and arguments, but he loves you. You love him. You want the best for him. He want the best of you. He wanna uplift you. You wanna uplift him. That's a healthy motherfucking relationship marriage. Okay? Don't let no man tell you that you need to uplift him more than you need to uplift yourself. Put all your eggs in his motherfucking basket and forget about your motherfucking basket. Look here. Don't do that shit. Okay? Do not do that. Do not do that. It's somebody out there for you. Okay? It's somebody out there for you. Oh. Okay? It's somebody out there for you. And this goes for the man too, but I can't talk from a man perspective. I can only talk from a woman perspective. And I don't give a damn what color the woman is that's listening to my motherfucking podcast. Okay? Do not give up on love. Do not give up on love. Being submissive goes both ways. It's not just one-sided, especially not just to a man. It goes both motherfucking ways. And don't let that man tell you that you need to put all your motherfucking eggs into his basket and forget about your basket and your stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, if you got a date, look, if you got to pass up 18 motherfucking frogs to get your king, you do that shit. Yes, it's hard. It's hard out here to date. It is hard. But do not motherfucking sell for a nigga that you gonna put all your motherfucking eggs in. You hear me? That's all I gotta say. Cause I'm getting mad. Calm down, you know, I'm raising my blood pressure. I hate that. And then this is what I hate about that man on YouTube, because especially women of color, he making us women of color like we should love ourselves. Okay, maybe the lady did have 5 kids. 6 kids, 8 kids, because she didn't want to get married to the kid's father. Okay, that don't mean that she's not gonna meet her match in the near future. She might meet her match today, a month, a year, or 2 years. Okay, she might meet a man that has 8 kids too. He don't want no more kids. She mama don't want no more kids. And then they live happily ever after with their 8 kids. But now they got 16 kids together. All together. Maybe not by each other, but together. Because now they married and they living a happy life. So they do not give up motherfucking love. I don't give a fuck. That's why I had to come on to my motherfucking platform and talk about being submissive. Because that Google motherfucking, sorry, y'all. I'm reading some. Okay, I gotta block it. The motherfucking Googler definition of submissive, they ain't the way to go, baby. That's for weak ass bitches that don't have nothing going for yourself, okay? But if you got something going for yourself, he gonna find you. You don't have to find him. And let me tell you something. I know I was talking shit and saying that he ain't going nowhere. He can go somewhere today. And that's okay. I'll be hurt, you know what I'm saying? But I know I have something good, and he know he has something good, you know what I'm saying? So, when I say this man is good to me, he's good to me. Even though we had a hiccup, and it was my fault, we worked it out. Okay. And we just gotta make sure that we being, you know, whatever we talking about. And it's crazy because we had the little hiccup and we finished the conversation that we left off of. Do you get what I'm saying? And when I say that feels good to talk to somebody, y'all equally yoked, he talking about what he got going on or what he might got going on in a month, a year, whatever. And then I say, I gotta do this. It's just, when you pour into somebody and they pour into you, that's the best thing. Now, expectations, you can't, you know, it's not 100%. But when you feel something, not saying that I'm in love, you know what I'm saying? I have love for him. I'm not in love yet. You know what I'm saying? It's them butterflies. I do have butterflies when I do see him. You know what I'm saying? When I talk to him, right? And he's the same way. But we're not saying, oh, I love you. Da, da, da. No, I have love for him. Because he sit and listen to... Y'all know I talk a lot. That's I got a motherfucking podcast. I talk a lot. I can talk a motherfucking ear off, okay? And he says, he said, girl, you just be going on and on. So, when he said that, right, I said, okay. So I went to go sit down and I was on my phone, right? So I was tired of standing up or whatever, because I don't want to tell his business like that. But his job consists of driving, okay? And I was with him, so. And it's a good job. I just don't want to tell his business like that, because ain't none of y'all business. But I went to go sit down, and my back was hurting, my legs was hurting, whatever, and I was tired. But then, you know, I was not talking to him. I got silent, and I was on my phone or whatever, and he just kept looking, like, because I know when somebody is staring at me, you know? I can feel the eyes burning on me, and I'm like, I look up, he's staring, I'm like, okay, I'm into my phone or whatever. But then when I got up, he was like, your feet was hurting. And my feet was hurting, but it's like, you said I talked too much. And I think I said, I don't know if I did or not. No, I did say it. I said it later on. I'm like, you said I talked too much. So my legs was hurting, I'm standing up, but I went to go sit down because you said I talked too much. He was like, okay, don't do too much. He was like, I was just playing. He was like, you so damn sensitive. I said, I'm an emotional gangster, nigga. I'm a Cancer. Okay, July the 7th. Okay, I know that's right. But, you know, we at where we at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, I usually fall hard, y'all, because I'm a Cancer. I love. Like I said in one of my other episodes, I have love tatted on my leg. That's how much I love. Like, I love myself so much. So imagine when I love somebody else. Not saying I love him yet. Now, calm down. Everybody just calm down. Hold your horses. But I have love for him. And I can feel he has love for me. Just want the best for me. I just want the best for him. Whatever, you know, the situation is, you know. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Or what 2020 will bring for us. But we're living in the moment. And that's what you're supposed to do. You live in the moment. You enjoy the moment. You know? And have real conversations. It's not just, oh, when we're gonna have sex or da-da-da-da. It be real conversation. I'm just stuck. Like, I had conversations with dudes in the past, but these conversations, like, okay, and you know, he wants to get married. And for me, for a long time, I told, you know, my friends and stuff, I'm like, you know, marriage is this and that, and I'm not gonna pressure no man to marry me, you know, and it is what it is, you know, if I have a kid, you know, that'll be enough. But when you meet somebody that wanna get married, you know, or wanna pursue getting married, that's like, you know, eye-opening, because I have a friend, she always say, you know, I want to be married, you know, and I'm like, girl, I ain't tripping today. And then yesterday, I had a moment when she came over, and I was like, you know, now I understand what you was talking about marriage. And yes, it's work. It's not just, oh, I got a ring. Oh, I got a ring. Oh, I'm married. It's the work you put into that relationship. You know, and being married goes farther than being a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Or being a boyfriend. And I told her, like, I appreciate her. I appreciate her anyway. She know I appreciate her so much because she's a super mom. You know, she's a super mom. I love that girl. I love all my friends. You know what I'm saying? My friends with kids. But her and my best friend, that's a female. And then even, it's like, I got three girl best friends and one male best friend, and I love him too, you know. I love all my best friends, but I feel like because it's her and what she does and what she does for her children, you know, it's just like, I'm like, girl, when your husband find you, girl, that's gonna be so beautiful. And I told her how when I talked to the dude I'm talking to, and I was like, oh, you know, I want a kid and stuff, and he was like, and I told her how he was like, oh, but do you want marriage? And I was like, I never thought about that. He's like, so you just want to have a kid? And I was like, yeah, what's wrong with that? He was like, you don't want no foundation, you know, you don't want, he was like, it's not just about the ring. He was like, it's a foundation, you know, and marriage go further than being a boyfriend or a girlfriend. He was like, you know, it's no pressure, but, you know, you should think about that. And I said, like, after that night, after our first date, I sat back when I got home. I didn't sit back, but I was, you know, doing stuff around the house. And I was like, I might, you know, I'm considering I want to be married. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. So I'm going to let y'all go because I'm talking y'all ear off because I got, you know, it's different topics I talked about in this one episode. But yeah, being submissive is not just for men. Okay, let's just get that clear. But if you want to be submissive to your man and he and you putting all your eggs in his basket, go ahead, girl. That ain't going to be me. All right. So I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful night. Be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of y'all evening. I love you guys. I'm going to try to upload. Don't hold your breath or don't hold me to it. I'm going to try to upload another episode next week because I got some shit to get off my chest. As you know, I had other topics within this topic. So, but y'all know what this is. You know, this is your girl, Anisha. I love you guys. Tell a friend, tell a cat, tell a dog, tell a bird to listen to For the Love of Anisha podcast. So you can listen on Spotify. You can listen to Apple Podcasts. I don't know if you can listen to it on YouTube, but I'm going to do that tonight to see if you can listen to it on YouTube. If you won't, just look a bitch up, For the Love of Anisha. I love y'all guys. I love you girls. I love the cats, the dolls, the earth, the trees. I love God. I love everybody. Y'all have a beautiful night. Be safe. Be loved. Peace.